Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday, August 2nd. Delta County Economic Development and the Delta Chamber of Commerce got some good news on Monday when it was announced that Delta is one of 15 rural communities chosen to be a recipient of the Colorado Blueprint 2.0 initiative. The Blueprint is a technical assistance award, allowing access to expertise and knowledge and professionals who will help Delta develop a co-working facility. Trish Thibodeau, Executive Director of Delta County Economic Development, talked with KVNF News about the award and about the project.
So Delta County Economic Development and the Delta Area Chamber of Commerce, we came together to apply for the Co-working 101 Blueprint Initiative. There's been conversations here and there about the potential of developing a co-work place in Delta. And there's different models to look at. So part of the reason that we applied for this initiative is to really look at what are the models out there, what could Delta support, can it support a co-working space, and what are ways to set it up for it to be successful? Because there's different models and different models in rural communities. So for us, it's going to give us an opportunity to really look at what our strengths are, what are the needs out there. Are there a lot of small business owners, one business shop, location-neutral employees who would be potentials to access a co-working space? And so I think what's also important to understand is what co-working is. And so co-working is a model of shared office space. And so that shared office space may be large open space, open desks. It may be cubicles. It could also be private office space, access to conference rooms, meeting rooms, things like that. What makes co-working an exciting opportunity is that it really is about collaboration. It's about not working in isolation. It's about being around other entrepreneurs. It's around networking and having those opportunities. And so as we go forward with some of our initiatives around diversifying the economy, co-working is something that fits in that of how do we support entrepreneurial community, how do we support businesses, how do we support business growth and expansion. And so this is a way that we can also support that.
Co-working facilities are cropping up in many rural areas around the state. Basically, they are shared workspaces for individuals and businesses. Office space, meeting rooms, internet access, and other amenities are shared in a common workplace for many different business models. Examples of co-working facilities are The Hive in Paonia and Proximity Space in Montrose.
Proximity is actually part of this Blueprint initiative, and so they'll be one of the technical assistance arms in helping us look at co-working space in the city of Delta. And, you know, what they have found in Montrose is that through proximity, they're actually attracting professionals to, you know, they come here, they visit proximity, they stay in the area. They're actually attracting people to move to the area knowing that they have access to technology, to workspace. And so it becomes also a way to attract businesses, too.
And there's more economic development news out of Delta this week, as Colorado State University announced it will reopen its Rogers Mesa research site. According to the Delta County Independent, the facility was closed in 2011 due to budget cuts. CSU plans to reopen the Rogers Mesa facility and also to operate other agricultural research facilities throughout the Western Slope. Representative Millie Hamner played a vital role in getting the facility back to Rogers Mesa. Thibodeau talked with KVNF News about the process.
So Rogers Mesa closed their research facility in 2011. And since that time, there's been an active group of community members that have looked at different ways and really wanted to keep Rogers Mesa as an asset for the county, as a resource for our agricultural community. And so through that process, CSU has stayed engaged, and so about 2 years ago, we were part of a group that was looking at ways to reopen or utilize the Roger Mesa space. throughout that time, there's been some, the leadership of CSU has ended up really reopening the research facility, which is exciting. It's what we all wanted in the beginning, is to keep that research facility open and to be a resource and a place for ag community to go to. So what I think, it's exciting that we have CSU back here, that they're committed to the research facility, and also with some of the different projects and initiatives happening throughout the county and really regionally, I think that CSU can become an even more significant partner in the work that we're doing to diversify the economy.
CSU hopes to reopen the Rogers Mesa facility in the next 3 to 6 months. They also hope to develop collaborations between faculty and experiment stations in Fruta and on Orchard Mesa. In the overall scheme of things, the Blueprint Award and the reopening of the CSU facility on Rogers Mesa are two positive steps that help Delta County diversify its economy and create more jobs. Thibodeau said it's all part of an ongoing process involving many county and state agencies.
There's so much work that we've been doing. Broadband was part of that, that we knew that we needed the infrastructure, that when businesses were calling us, they would ask about broadband. And now we have that coming into the community. We are in the process of our Engage Innovation Project Initiative that's under the umbrella of the Delta Montrose Technical College. And really what we're doing is working to create a series of systems that we are growing our own businesses and also attracting new businesses and helping to expand our current businesses. And so our theory is, you know, what we're looking at is how do we keep attracting, you know, smaller businesses, the 10s, the 20s, which are significant businesses here, but then helping the businesses that are here to grow and expand and continue to hire more people. So we're seeing certainly more interest in Delta County from outside businesses. And we're also then working with many of our partners on how we support that expansion of current businesses. And so that's through Region 10, it's through the chambers, it's through the technical college, it's through the Southwest Innovation Corridor. So there's a lot of different entities working on that. And so there's really exciting things happening.
And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening. Thank you.